There we go.
Aaron Scott Mayer, The Art of Service.
The Art of Service.
The Art of Service, yes.
That's beautiful. Okay, here we go. Aaron is postmodern, but only to a 98.6 degree. That is, his dream is to write about modern life in the Washington Post. When he dreams, his eyes get big. When his eyes get big, there is no stopping him from searching out a kid in a candy store to tell all about his future column. He's always looking for something. And something can mean a lot in Aaron's world, especially when his body temperature determines his interpretation of truth and difference. But Aaron doesn't mind the ambiguity of his check. He views life as a crapshoot, just like he views his Saturday morning cartoons. No matter the day of the week, Aaron's on track. The thing I love best about Aaron is that he knows his shit stinks. We shared a room on all of our excursions away from Oaxaca City, so he knows mine does as well. But not many do these days, while still many go about doing their business.
There's nothing complex about it,
he says.
No critical analysis is needed here.
Yeah, yeah. But don't be fooled. He is no fool. He does not shy away from hard thinking. He calls on all people who do it softly to do us all a favor and flush their pretense down the toilet. I'm with him, but not in the bathroom. Aaron doesn't need the help of a calculator in order to count up all the times he has had a knife pulled on him. I need to change that typo. And he doesn't want it either.
I fucking hate math.
He'd rather be held for his iPod than have to sit through an hour of calculus. It's a sensitive area, but his mom had to threaten him with a knife each morning to get him to school for first period math. Teresa? No way!
Yes way, Ted. I mean Max. And trust me, she is scarier with a knife than those Oaxacan punks.
Aaron is a dreamer.
I had one last night. I was roaming around and I saw this poster of myself reading Moby Dick.
I was so confused, I thought I was dreaming. So let me make this clear, Aaron. On the poster was an image of you with the words Moby Dick, or it was a picture of you reading the book?
It's not important, Max.
Aaron is laid back when it comes to clarification. He continued.
Just know that it was lit up by a street lamp named Desire that was orange, definitely not in black and white.
Aaron has obscure and Asian cultural references coming out of his ears.
I'm going to a specialist about it, actually. I have an appointment with Dr. Quinn next week.
But Aaron doesn't bow down to everything that science or Dr. Quinn tells him. With his Irish skin, he wears sunscreen even when indoors.
Who says UV rays can't go through walls? That's all I'm saying.
And it was all he was saying, asking. Because I haven't heard him ask a question since. I asked Aaron if he considered himself abstract.
I'm no more abstract than a sack of potatoes.
I wasn't sure how abstract that was, but pretended like I did. That's pretty abstract, huh?
You can't fool me, Max. You abstracted that reply from your ass, didn't you?
I nodded. I guess I did.
Now that is fucking abstract.
Alright, Aaron. I got a good one.
A good what?
Just listen. If your life were a puzzle, how many pieces would it have?
You would ask that question. You would ask that question, Max.
I would, and I did.
Well, ha! Probably a piece for each year I've been alive.
I counted them up. Only 21 pieces? That doesn't sound like a tough puzzle.
It hasn't been a tough life.
Aaron doesn't need to read Gabriel Garcia Marquez to know that history has a nasty way of repeating itself. This current era of America he has read about elsewhere all before.
Keeping people poor isn't the way to do things.
And he's on to something.
I'm on to more than something, Max. You may be a Republican stooge, but here in the real world, things aren't so simple.
I'm no Republican.
Your name is Cheney, isn't it?
Yeah, yours is mayor. That doesn't mean you're a goddamn hot dog. No, I was onto something. Aaron has taken an interest in religion.
I've never taken communion without knowing what I was. Unlike your dumbass. Dumb atheist ass.
All right, this one over, right?
Jesus,
here we go. Aaron has taken an interest in religion.
And I've never taken communion without knowing what I was doing, unlike your dumb atheist ass, Max.
He was referring to a tragic tale of years past, in which a priest spoke bad words at me after I had upset his process. Hey, give me a break. I'm a child of divorce.
You're an American psycho. That's what you are.
I resent that, Aaron. I pause. I'd rather you not speak my nationality.
Whenever God created you is kicking themselves in the ass right now. That's all I know.
Don't assume that, Aaron.
Oh boy, here comes the atheism. Assume what, Max?
That the God who created me has an ass. Aaron has never smoked a cigarette in his life. Call it social conditioning or call it a tobacco-free worldview, and Aaron will call you exactly right. He's never caught on to the attraction and likely never will.
Maybe I had some smoke blown in my grill as a child. I don't know. I'm no Freud, and I'm not about to share a cigarette with my mom or anyone else to find out.
The last time Aaron saw a ghost, he asked for its autograph.
Do you know how much that would go for in a ghost market, Max?
I didn't. Aaron, you didn't see this ghost when we were in the mountains.
Yeah, how'd you know? Did you see it also? Aw, fuck! You didn't get his autograph, too, did you?
No, jackass, will you listen to me? That ghost you saw, it was me.
What?
I was on my way to the bathroom and you shoved a pen into my hands.
That can't be. Then why were you so hard to see?
Well, it was the middle of the night, and I think your eyes were closed. He looked bothered, but only momentarily.
So what's this, then?
He pulled out a napkin and handed it to me. I noted how illegible it was. I wrote that, Aaron.
Shit, did you? Really?
Yeah, sorry. I handed it back. He looked at it and then at me.
Couldn't you have done a better job?
It was the middle of the night! Aaron doesn't need to be directed by Sergio Leone to know that he feels lucky. No one in our group has to be given a script in order to act out the greatness of this trip. Aaron is no actor anyway, and never wants to be. He keeps it real.
If fakerosity were a word, good luck in trying to pin it on my tail.
Aaron won't put up with nonsense.
Or put downs, either. People need to check their insecurities at the door and then lose the return ticket.
He speaks the truth and is the wiser for it.
Have you ever fantasized about being a wise guy, Max?
You mean, like, in the mob?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Not really.
You're so lame, so you're saying that you wouldn't want to be Pacino in The Godfather or De Niro in Once Upon a Time in the West,
That's what I'm saying here.
Or James Gandolfini from The Sopranos, or really, Leota in The Goodfellas.
No, Aaron. I just suspect the idea is more romantic than the reality, you know?
Or Shemp from The Three Stooges?
What?
Nothing.
Still no, Aaron.
And aren't you part Sicilian?
Yeah.
What a lame ass you are.
Being lame may not be organized, Aaron, but at least it's no crime. What are you most proud of, Aaron?
Well, you just said it. My name.
You're proud of your name?
Max, listen. If you compiled a list of first names and ranked them alphabetically, who would be on top?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Who?
You! Christ!
And don't you forget it. Just because you're some average asshole in the middle.
I won't, Aaron.
That's Aaron, with two A's.
Yeah.